You to turn. I know Pastor Jay has been going to John chapter 15 quite a bit, and you know we've been talking about prayer and different things. But I really want to talk about producing fruit tonight. And these Wednesday nights are many times a Bible study time, and that's why we come to get the Word of God. Just like I thought Pastor Jay was going to preach my sermon. So anyway, it's good to have you here tonight. And we're going to have a good time in the Word. Amen? So anyway, let's start out there. God, I wrote something down. I want to read this to you. God has a purposeful plan in our lives. And when we don't flow with and grow into that plan, we will have no purposeful life working in and for us. So you could say it like this. God has purpose for our lives, but without His Word, there is no purpose. Now, we may think we have purpose in the things in the natural that we do, but understand that what we think is purposeful and what God's Word says is purposeful may not always coincide together. But we have to look at what God's Word says. How can we produce? How can we walk into, flow into, and even grow into that purposeful life? Because, you know, I've said this often, but it bears repeating because we always have new people. I'm one of those that I like to pull your chain a little bit. And I want to know many times, why are you coming to church? Why are you coming? People might just come because, okay, they need some change in their life. They may come because they've been watching too much news and getting a little afraid. So, okay, I got to do something different here. God's bringing people into their path, inviting them. You know, there are several reasons that we would come. And you, Spirit of Faithers, that have been here many, you know, years even, well, I'm coming because I want to continue to grow, right? Right? But I challenge you in every single service, really in every day, but every single service, because I believe that God set the church up to help us get over some humps. And what we can accomplish at home isn't always producing without our relationship with the Lord first and foremost, but without our relationship in our family of the local church. First, without the word being preached and taught in the local church. So we want to produce in our lives, don't we? So God has a purposeful plan for our lives. And when we don't flow with and grow into that plan, you've got to grow into things. And growth is not stationary. Growth has to take place over a process of time. Of course, it's not overnight. And where we go wrong, I think where we err many times is we want that growth to be overnight. And it bears repeating, when a farmer plants corn, beans, peas, whatever, when he plants that, he's not expecting it to come up tomorrow. He knows that he's got to get nutrition into that ground. He's been preparing the soil all along, okay? So there's ways that we can prepare our hearts because our heart is like the soil, right? We prepare our hearts for the Word by worship, by praise, by getting in the Word ourselves and listening to the Lord, and then all the more, you know, praying for a service, and then all the more we are enhanced when we get into that service because we've been preparing ourselves. And then we apply what's been taught, right? So let's just throw at all the other stuff. Let's just throw out all, why do we come to church? It's not to, so everybody can see my new Ralph Lauren jacket. I like Ralph Lauren, but you know, it's clothes, okay? I'm not trying to impress anybody. I like to look nice, but I'm not trying to impress anybody, okay? Y'all bless me with a purse. It's not for everybody to come see my purse, all right? So we come to church for reasons. Yes. Yes. And my reason, and I believe it's your reason, is so that we can put God's word to work in our life and produce. Yes. Amen. and do purposeful things for the kingdom of God. Now, let me meddle just a little bit. Sometimes you get these feeds, you know, you're on Facebook, and maybe I'm going to Jim Jeberly Ministries page or whatever, and you get these feeds of other people, or I may just have somebody on my heart, and I don't like to necessarily go to people's Facebook pages, and I don't put my name out there, you know. I go to the gym page. I don't have my own personal page, okay? I mean, I do. You just can't get there, all right? It's a little chilly in here, Matt. Maybe one. Yeah. You're not giving me the evil eye, are you? I'm just kidding with you. Just kidding. Anyway, what were we saying? Somebody remind me. One person. Yeah, right. Okay. Facebook. Thank you. Facebook. So anyway, you know, you go to a page that came up on a feed, and maybe it's somebody that still attends the church, maybe somebody that doesn't attend the church anymore, whatever. I'm not out to get anybody. I'm not out to say, and I'm not out to, you know, read anybody's mail or anything like that, but I just prompted to look at it. So I may look at it, and there's a lot of natural things, maybe, and even like recently I went to this page. It was on my heart, and I haven't seen these people for a long time, but you know, holding a wine glass up and acting like they're really enjoying themselves. Like every page is like, I'm really having a lot of fun in life. But I'm no different. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to read anybody's mail. I'm not putting anybody out. I'm not going to mention anybody's name. That is not my purpose. I just pray for the people. But you know, well, they just went on vacation and they did this and this. And I'm like, okay, Lord, what are you trying to show me? And just in my spirit, I get a compassion for people and I pray for them. So I'm not trying to look for things that, okay, this is wrong on their page, this is wrong on their page. No, I'm not trying to do that at all. It's just my heart is, Lord, help them to see purposeful living in Christ. Yes. Help them to see that it's not all the natural things, although God put us in a natural world. He gave us some awesome things to partake of in this natural world. He gave us, you know, our homes and our cars and sports cars and, you know, and all kind of fun stuff. I like technical things. I like my iPad, you know, all the bells and whistles. But I know, and you know, that it's not purposeful living when we put that before God. And we put it before His plan for our lives. So when we're showing off all the natural things, and maybe you see one little statement about a church in there, and then you go on down and talk about happy hour at 4 o'clock, you know, come meet us, come meet the girls and things like that. And again, I'm thinking, you know, I have happy hour every hour of the day. That really doesn't entice me. It really doesn't entice me to go into the dark dive. You know what I mean? But anyway, moving right along. So there's a lot of things that we can enjoy in life. And there are even things in sin that are enjoyable. You understand that? Yeah. For a season. For a season. Yeah. But we're talking about producing. Yeah. And I guess I mentioned all that to say this. Don't be moved by people that are putting up a picture of prosperity and producing, but it's without God's word. Don't be moved by that. Don't be taken in by that. Young people, don't be taken in by all the bells and whistles and the senior dances and things like this. I'm not saying it's wrong to go or do or whatever, but you know, I had to learn at a young age, if I was going to live for God and be an example, then I wasn't going to be able to partake of everything. I wasn't going to be able to do the dance moves that everybody else did. Come on, you know, you've seen that before. Not like we're going to break out and dance tonight, but solical dance, whatever. But the world does its best to advertise, and the enemy is working behind that, whether the world understands it or not, to bring people in, to entice them away from what? God's word. Why? Because the devil is forever against God, his word, anything of the Lord. So he is going to use Christians, non-Christians, whoever, even if we don't know or we do know, he can use us to entice people if we're not living a godly example. If we're not speaking a godly example. If it's just all about us and our stuff, then sometimes we can say things to other people that could give them a wrong example of purposeful living for Christ. When it's all about our stuff, when it's all about, you know, I'm dealing with this, when it's all about, okay, this is going on at work, when it's all about, you know, I've been given a wrong lot in life or whatever, and I'm going to church, but nothing's happening. Purposeful living? I think not. I think not. And why do we say it that way? Because I'm not trying to point anybody out. I'm saying we all need to look at our example. Pastor Debbie, you don't understand. I'm tired. I'm dealing with all these symptoms. You don't understand. I have a right. You have a right to digress? Is that what you're telling me? You have a right to put the wrong things in your mouth? Well, I don't even need to be at church, okay? I'm just coming because, you know, I just want to be a blessing to you. That's not blessing me. And, you know, I'm not, in my younger days, I would have said, don't let the door hit you on the, you know, way out. I think I did say it a few times, my husband got on to me. So, you know, I'm a little nicer than that now. And I figured out that, you know, I have trials and I have things that I go through, and I want mercy, so I try to give it. You understand? And I want to preach not tainted with correction to the hilt. You understand? Or... I just want to preach with, you know what, let's think about what we're doing. Let's think about, okay, why are we Christians? We could start out there. When are you going to preach? I am preaching right now. Why are we Christians? Well, first and foremost, because we want to fellowship with the Father. Okay? We want to help get people saved so that they can get into the kingdom of God. We want to help people get filled with the Holy Ghost. We want to help people get healed and find out what the redemption is in Christ. So we got to look at something. If it's not about these main priorities, then that's not purposeful living. We just have to look at that. And a lot of times it's all here. And of course our actions. And again, I'm not trying to get on anybody because, you know, when we get drained, it's going to come out, because what's inside of us will eventually come out. But you know what? I want to remind you something. Y'all have been coming to church a long time, most of you. Some of you are new, and praise the Lord, we appreciate y'all. But many have been coming for quite a while, okay? So purposeful living should not be something that's just on Sunday or Wednesdays, right? Purposeful living. And if we realize I'm not living purposefully in Christ, I'm giving too much time for this. Okay, I'm talking about myself. Okay, I'm giving too much time for this. I'm getting distracted by this. This is affecting me in this area. For me, it's like, okay, this is going to affect me when I'm preaching and teaching because it's going to be tainted with what I'm being distracted with. So there are things that we have to just say, Father, help me see. Because obviously, I've had some blind spots or I wouldn't be in this place, right? And a lot of times, it's just like having fun. You just get deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And you know, you almost get addicted to certain things. But if we're not addicted to the Word, If we're not addicted to the move of the Spirit, then we will not have purpose for living in Christ. We will have purpose to live for this world. Amen. Well, that was my intro. That was all fruit. So let's read that again with that in mind. God has a purposeful plan for our lives, and when we don't flow with and grow into that plan, we will have no purposeful life working in and for us. We can't blame it on God. We can't blame it on the pastor. Okay, we can help. I understand that. But we cannot do it for people. And if you want purposeful living, if you want health in your life, if you want boldness to preach the gospel to other people around you, you know, maybe not as a full-time minister, but full-time, we're a Christian. Yes. All right? If you want that, then we're going to have to put God's word first, and we're just going to have to simply do what Joshua 1 says. So why don't we go to Joshua 1 first? We'll get back to John 15. But this is an example that the Old Testament believers could follow, but it's an example that we can follow today. All of us have times in our life that we can fall into a slump. Every single one of us can get distracted, and it's made easy. Step 1, 2, 3, 4, this is how you fall. Watch mainstream TV. I mean, TV is TV. If you can find some good shows on there, I understand that. You know, Mom and I like to watch When Calls the Heart, but it's kind of funny because I make fun of it during, it's like, this is utopia living, you know? Amen. It's not in Christ. It's not necessarily in Christ living, but it's like utopia living, but at least it's clean, you know? I mean, other than they have church at the bar, but anyway, moving right along. So, where you at? Joshua? Well, that was all free. Okay. So, what we're putting our eyes on, what we're giving our time to, can contribute to slumps in our life, or it can contribute to us going above it all in Christ. And his word will take us there, but it's just not the word, it's the word in our heart and the word spoken out of our mouth. And we have to look at that. So let's do. Okay, it says Moses, and we'll go to verse 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, Joshua, he's talking to, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon. Now treading is not complaining. Treading is not crying. Been there, done that. Didn't help, still doesn't. So I'm really trying to shock myself with God's word and into the belief of his word that says, Debbie, you're not going to get anything accomplished. You're not going to be able to tread. You're not going to be able to sit in heavenly places in Christ if you're complaining, if you're speaking doubt and unbelief, if you're just crying about it all the time. Hello! I have to remind myself, and what do you mean shock yourself into that belief? Well, do something. Hit me with the word. Do something. Get me out of this. I need life to work in my life. And I need to be an example to others because there are people that are hanging on to their lives sometimes by a thread. Now, we're teaching them and we're helping them, but sometimes the young Christians, we got to get it for them. Yeah. All right? But if I can't get it for them anymore, then I do my best, but I've got to be living above. So it's not all about me. I could sit here and, oh my goodness, I had to get up and deal with this. I was tired last night. Oh my goodness. I looked in the mirror and there was a pimple. I mean, if it's one thing, it's another. And that pimple is paramount with anything in their life. I mean, it doesn't matter, just whatever. Whatever's negative in my life, it's just heightened. Doesn't matter if it's pimple. Doesn't matter if it's cancer. We just like to talk negative about it. And I want people to feed me some understanding. You understand? All right. Let's go ahead and read some more. So Joshua, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, into the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. I want to take some land. I want to take some territory. And that's not about just me being the CEO of a company. It's like, oh, please. That type of stuff just, after a while, it just doesn't satisfy. But in Christ, his goodness, his love, his fellowship. And I understand there are days that we are tempted to pass God on by. But you know what? There's tomorrow. And you just got to get up and do it over again. Sometimes you just have to repent. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. I haven't spent time with you. I'm sorry that I, but don't stay there. Because you'll just get into a spirit of fear. And your words will be tainted with, I just can't do this. And it's just a spiral that you go down. But God was telling Joshua, you can prosper. He was showing him how to do it. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon will be purposeful living. That's what I hear. No man, in verse 5, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Do you have people in your life that you think are giving you a hard time? They're the reason where you are? My Bible tells me that no man can take me out of fellowship with my Father. If you lose a job over somebody else because they lied about you, so what? If you come to church and somebody else got the department that you wanted, so what? Just apply yourself where you are. Just apply yourself where you are. Amen. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. And just bless people. And just love them. And just say, you know, more power to you. I'm glad that I'm not the lead. I'll help you and do whatever you, you know. I'll help you. Praise the Lord. Because when we react that way, we're responding in a Christ-like attitude, which is purposeful living in Christ. Sounds kind of like an ad, doesn't it? I am advertising for God. Let's go to verse 6. Be strong. Well, he says, I won't leave you nor forsake you. But to listen to some people, God's left them a long time ago. He's been forsaking them. They're just coming to church for hopes that somehow some Holy Ghost move will happen that will change their life. Like an apple falling off in a tree. Going to fall on my head and change my life. How many know that doesn't work that way? Verse 6, be strong and of good courage. For, you know, this was God telling Joshua how to be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do everything that we do in life should be with strength. In Christ should be courageous and observing to do. And if we're not fitting that bill, then we've got to make some changes. You don't understand what I'm dealing with. It really doesn't. What Maya said. It really doesn't matter. It matters to God that you get over that hump. It matters to God that we all prosper. It matters to God that we all have purposeful living in Christ. Why? Yes, he loves us, but he's got a plan to wrap this thing up, and we're going to go to heaven, but he needs to take more people with him. So I have to keep that in mind when it's time to go to church and I want to go down to the local Mexican place. you know. Yeah. Mom and I went to dinner last night, but it was Tuesday night. But notice that we're not at the Mexican place tonight.
Right.
Why? Because we're learning how to be purposeful in Christ. We're learning how to be better overcomers. Amen. We're learning to love ourselves. We're learning to realize, to stop being so hard on ourselves, but yet don't give ourselves a license to wake up and just have a sinful day. That's not prosperity in Christ. That may be prosperity in the world. And the world has, you know, many times, and there's a message even in the church, and we understand that, that you can prosper. You don't need a pastor. Nobody told Paul that in Barnabas. Remember in Galatians when he warned them, don't be taken off by these people. They'll deceive you. And he went back and he reinforced and he established the churches constantly. He went back and he taught the word. And he helped them to grow in Christ. And he laid hands on the sick, and they laid hands on individuals, and they were growing in Christ. And that was, Paul was their spiritual father. And all through the Old Testament and the New Testament, we have leadership, and we have Moses, and we have Abraham, and we have Joshua. And God said, even in Numbers 13, he said, Moses, send the leaders out to go spy out the land. He said, the land that I'm giving to you. Go see whether it's good and all this type of stuff, you know. God knew it was good. And what happened? They found some giants. They found these big grapes. I mean, who doesn't like a big grape? And they found, but they said, there's giants in the land. And we're kind of seeing ourselves like grasshoppers. We are seeing ourselves like grasshoppers. That's what they said. And they're seeing us like grasshoppers. My question is, if you're a spy, who's seeing you? Hello, Mr. Giant. How are you today? I just want to interview you a little bit. How do you see me? Like a grasshopper? They saw themselves like grasshoppers. They saw themselves small and insignificant and not able to do what God told them to do. And it's only when we see ourselves in Christ. It doesn't matter what people have told you all your life. It doesn't matter what mom and dad said to you or if they slapped you. It does matter. God cares. But I'm talking about you have to get to a place to where we've got to stop looking back at the past. Come over, step over those tracks and take the train of what God's blessing has for your life by saying, say it. He's working in me to will and to do of his good pleasure. He's working in me. When you feel insignificant, don't speak it out of your mouth. Take that scripture and say, he's working in me. And let's stop going by perception of what people see us as. Let me give you a truth. Pastor Jay and I believe in every one of you. We believe that you could take cities for Christ. Every single one of you. Now, we're all called to do different things, but we're all called as saints, and we're supposed to be ministering to people, but how can you do that with you when you're arguing with everybody? I just thought I'd put that in there, you know. How can we do that if we want to go in, you know, God's dealing with us to minister to so-and-so, but no, I want to go into that R-rated movie, and I want to have some fun. I want to go to happy hour with the gals. I'm going to tell them about Jesus. That's deception. That's half the church is going. That's deception. It's deception. You will end up on the Facebook page that comes to my feed, and I'm looking at your page, and you're holding up a margarita, not saying praise the Lord, saying come to happy hour. That's where we end up. I'm just saying. Without purposeful living in Christ, we're going to try to find it in the world and the ways that the world does it. And we're going to be enticed by what they're saying and what they're doing and their Prada. Is that even popular anymore, Prada? No. Their new Louis purse. We're going to be impressed by people. We're going to be impressed by what they say and what they do. The only thing that impresses me is if somebody is steadfast in their fellowship with the Father, if they're putting the word in their heart and they're speaking it out of their mouth. Because I don't have time with people that are just all about soulical, natural things all the time. And trust me, I like to have fun. I like to go to the mountains. I like to swim. I like to do a lot of things. But when that comes before my fellowship with the Father and starts to taint my speech because I'm spending too much time being distracted about everything else. And again, I'm not pointing anybody out. I'm just saying, I'm saying me. Well, Pastor Debbie, when are you going to go to another scripture? Okay. Be strong and have good courage. Only be strong and have very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. So whatever negativities that we grew up with, we're going to have to learn to put those behind us. Not looking to the left, not looking to the right. Attending to his word daily. And if we miss that, don't jump out of the boat. What do we say around here? Just get back up. Don't jump out of the boat with the fishes. Okay? This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. That's what I wanted to get to there. And we can back up a little bit. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. And that's, to prosper means to push forward and break out. And I've not seen anybody push forward and break out when they're complaining. I've not seen anybody push forward and break out when they're, talking about all the things that have gone wrong in their life. I'm not seeing people push out and go forward when it's all about me and what's going wrong in my life. And that's what the world does. They're talking about flu season. They're talking about you better get the latest and the greatest pills. Now, anybody that knows me knows that I study on natural supplements and different things like that because I believe God's given us wisdom, take care of our bodies and what have you. But, I eat a donut every now and then. I just thought I'd put that out there. Okay. But I tell you what, we were driving by the donut shop yesterday, and it was coming up, and it was speaking to me. At least, a half a mile ahead, because I knew it was coming. And what did I say, Mama? I said, no! No! And I said, I'm saying no to donut shop coming up. It's just, oh yeah, donuts are good. Yeah. I said, that's why I'm saying no. We are not Dunkin' tonight. No. No. No Dunkin'. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. And that's really the essence of what we're talking about, because if we don't watch our mouth, we will digress into a spiral and all hell will break loose in our life. And then we're going to wonder why Pastor lost it. We're going to wonder why these people are so mean in that church. We're going to wonder why, oh my goodness, the way they talk to me is not right. We all get that way. Well, anyway, let's go to Hebrews 4. Hebrews 4. Purposeful living in Christ. God has a purposeful plan for our lives. And when we don't flow with and grow into that plan, we will have no purposeful life working in and for us. Yeah. And we're not going to be about God's plan for our life because we're too busy complaining about the things in life. And those who complain remain in that same slump state of being, right? We never did go to, I'll tell you what, let's go back to John 15. John 15, is that all right? So a lot of exhortation here tonight, but it's all good. So 15:1 in John, I am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. And I want to look up that word clean, and it says free from every admixture of what is false. That's pretty good, isn't it? What are we missing? What are we mixing in our purposeful life in Christ and hoping that it works? It's kind of like putting gas into your car and you're putting ethanol, but then you put some regular in there. Is that going to work? I don't know, but I don't think so. Justin, is that going to work? It is? You can put regular and ethanol together? Well, what about if you put sugar in there? Don't you know you're supposed to agree with me? No, I'm just kidding. I want the truth. I want the truth. It's getting hot in here. Thank you. Free from every admixture, and that just means like one. Okay. Free from every admixture of what is false, sincere, genuine, unstained with the guilt of anything. Unstained with the guilt of anything. So that tells me that we need to go to 1 John. You see, when I'm feeling guilty, this is the scripture I go to. So I want to bless y'all and go to the right scripture. 1 John chapter 3. All right? And let's go to verse 16. 1 John 3:16. What? I thought somebody said something. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. We also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? And we could say that too. You know, it's talking about goods, but you could say whoever, in other words, if we're not acting Christ-like in front of people, if we're not helping people, if we're not having centered Christ conversation, then we are going to possibly lead people astray. And that's not going to help our faith. It's not going to help our assurance, but we're getting ahead of ourselves. Verse 18, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. So we can't be a parrot either. Just parroting the word. The word has got to get into our heart. But see, I want to beg to differ. People start feeling guilty and they're just like, oh, I don't have any word in my heart. No, you got seeds in your spirit. You've been coming to church. You can find a scripture. Okay? I'm not going to listen to that. Oh, Pastor Debbie, I just don't have the word in me. You've been coming to church for 10 years. You don't have any word. Find a scripture and stand on it. Okay? It's kind of like somebody saying, you know, I have a house, but it has no foundation. I have a house, but I don't have a bathroom. Well, you don't have a, you know, you have some word in you. Just use what you have.
observe, and then do it. So any one of you tonight, just from this time in the Word, any of these scriptures, all you have to do is just speak the scripture out from your heart. You may not feel like it, but that it doesn't matter what you feel like. What does saved feel like anyway? Do you have this big S on your chest? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You're a faith person? No, sometimes you get up in the morning. Praise the Lord. Praise. I fell on my back last night, but praise the Lord. Oh, my foot hurting, but praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. Yes. Right. Yes. Foot line up.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Woo! Yes. Glory to God. Yes. Pastor, I don't have an hour in the morning. We'll take 1 minute. That'd help anything. Just take a minute. Deal with that old drudgery stuff.
Yes.
You know? We get up in the morning, and this is what, do you really want to know what a lot of Christians do in the morning? Not you, of course. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me. Help me. Help me. Ring, 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 ring. You call Mama. Mama, pray for me. I need help. Help. Don't you care about me? What's wrong with that picture? Purposeful living in Christ? I don't think so. All right, move right along. You got the picture. Stop taking all my time laughing. All right. So, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. So, assurance is a word for confidence or faith. So, faith gets up in the morning no matter what you feel like. And I'm not saying that sometimes you don't need to rest in or lay down. But sometimes, hey, if we had a video, some of you would be, you know, like this in the morning. But in a matter of time. Hallelujah. Why? Because you're speaking the word. You're praising the Lord. I'm just going to, this one scripture, Lord. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. And I don't care if I have to say it all day long. I'm not putting up. I was talking to a friend on the phone. And we were sharing some, you know, ideas we had about shampoos and, you know, different things, all that fun stuff, you understand? Getting it, tea tree oil, it's the new thing, you know. We were talking about that, and, you know, she's dealing with some symptoms, some breakouts and things like that, so we were sharing some things. And I love what she said, because, see, we can share natural things, but at the same time, we are thanking God that the healing power of God is working in her.
Amen.
And she says, I ain't got no time for this. I said, amen, sister.
Right.
I ain't got no time for this. I'm done with this. I'm redeemed of the Lord. And she just got to preaching to me. I'm like, amen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, that's what I want to hear. Oh, by the way, did you see the shampoo? You know, hey, let's put the things of God first. But we can share natural things, you understand? But some people throw the baby out with the bathwater. Well, praise the Lord, I don't need to breathe air and I don't need to drink water. It's all by the Spirit. All, you know, I just float all day long. Okay, then. You just go float on, float on out of here. Okay. Just float on out of here. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. Guilt is condemning. And when we just constantly focus on where we've missed it, what we've done wrong, or what everybody else has done wrong for us, we are not going to have assurance in our heart to have purposeful living in Christ to fulfill God's plan. We're not even going to know what the plan is. Okay? Why? Because we've got to stir up the mouth to speak. Yeah. Yeah. He who began a good work in me. He who began a good work in me, he is faithful to complete it. He is faithful to complete it. He who started a work is faithful to complete it in me. When you don't feel like it, when you feel like it, you know what? My salvation is not in everybody else. Don't you know that sometimes I'm at conferences with Pastor Nancy and other ministries, and there's like bullets coming, like 50 and 100 at a time. You're not worth this. You know, Pastor Nancy doesn't love you. What are you doing? I'm just listening to the word. Oh, well, the devil came to church too. I'm not going to listen to him. The thoughts will come. It's only if you entertain them. I didn't say I brought those thoughts. Those are not my thoughts. Pastor Debbie shouldn't be thinking that. No, I didn't bring them. I'm saying the devil is trying to get me to take the bait. And I know good and well there are times, you know, there are people in here where Satan's just lying and lying and lying and lying. That's why Pastor Jay and I are constantly telling you, we love you. We care about you. You're precious to us. But just line up and do it the way we said, okay? All right. Praise the Lord. All right. So that's the word. Let's just do what the word says. Let's just, you know, put all the emotion out the door. I'm talking to myself. Because I used to live there, and I don't anymore. I don't. Now, there have been times I took the bait a little bit. Been times. But I get out of it real quick. Because I am not going to live in that mess anymore. Because I know that God was telling Joshua, the only way you can tread is to be courageous, is to be speaking what I told you. It's the only way you can tread. It's not to have hissy fits and complain and talk about what you can't do and I'm dealing with all these symptoms. Yes, go to the doctor and tell him you have some symptoms. He's the doctor. He needs to know what you're dealing with. You don't go into the doctor and say, I have no pain. I have no sickness. Okay, next. All right, we're good, right? Yeah. Okay, praise the Lord. So, we only have a few minutes here. I want to read something to you in Psalm 78, 41 through 42. Why don't you write that down? Psalm 78, 41 through 42. Yes, again and again they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his power the day when he redeemed them from the enemy. And how many times, and I put myself in this, how many times we can forget all the miracles God has done in our life? How many times we can forget about all the testimonies in his word? Because if we're not keeping that in front of us, we're just seeing the problem. And in the Amplified, it says, and time and again, they turned back and tempted God, provoking and incensing the Holy One of Israel. They remembered not seriously the miracles of the working of his hand, not the day when he delivered them from the enemy. So we have to remember all the good things. And you may say, well, I don't have any good things going on. Well, then read the Bible, because there's plenty of good stuff in there. And say, well, God's not a respecter of persons. No, I asked somebody once, I want you to do the offering. I want you to give some testimonies. And it's like, Pastor, I don't have any testimonies. You know, I had to remind them. I'm like, okay, this happened to you. Okay, remember you got your house? Remember this? Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, if you want more, you better talk about the stuff God's doing. Don't forget about that. So sometimes Pastor and I have to remind people. Remember last week? God blessed you. Remember last year? He paid off your mortgage. Remember this? See, because today, and that's what the Israelites did. They just went back and forth, back and forth. And that's what people do in general when they have their eyes off of God's purposeful living in Christ. When they have their eyes off the Word and off the move of the Spirit. Why are we coming to church? Stand up. Why are we coming? God has a purposeful plan for our lives. And when we don't flow with and grow into that plan, we will have no purposeful life working in and for us. We've all missed it. We've all gotten into slumps at times. We've all been distracted by things. But my friend, you know the Spirit of God lives inside of you. Just take yourself by the nap of the neck and get out of that. And be the jewel that God made you. We want to see you thrive. But we can't do it for you. Can't do it for you. Pastor Jay and I see things in you that many of you don't even see yourself. And I'm saying, start saying first what God's Word says. And then the Spirit of God will give you more. He'll tell you what His purposeful plan is, and then you start speaking that. And you start saying, I can do all things through Christ. Many of the leadership in this church have had meltdowns, but that never moves me because I know that they're just not used to operating at that level. And we work with them, and we help them, and they get through it, and they get to a place where it's like, give me some more to do. Sometimes. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercies. We want fruit in our lives. So we praise you. We worship you. We start with the knowledge of your word. We take time. We talk with you like our friend. And you care about us. We talk with you like our Heavenly Father. Just like I can have a conversation with my mom or my dad. We can talk with you. And if we're missing it, you'll show us. You're faithful. We don't want to limit you. And I just want to ask you a question here. Every eye closed in this place, have you been limiting God by your words? Start speaking what the Word says first, and then start speaking what the Holy Ghost is bearing witness with you, and it's not complaining. The Holy Ghost will never bear witness with you to complain about anything. Never. Are we limiting Him, the Holy One of Israel? Father, we thank you. Inene ush ana kiko ush ata ederebreto indush. Angangi zotetesh kombansete. So you say, no, I can't do that. I don't have the word in me. But I say, I put my word in you when I gave you the Bible. So start speaking it out of your mouth. Start speaking it out of your mouth. Don't say, I can't do this, Lord. No, agree with me what I've written, and more information will come to you for the questions that you've been asking me about my plan. It's okay to ask me questions, but it's not okay to spew out doubts. It's okay. Ask me about wisdom. Ask me about understanding of my word. But don't ask me questions that only gender strife and doubt and unbelief. Because I'm not interested in those things, like many in this world are. E nella massa occulta e del brezzo che scende la bossa che te e del brezzo occulta. Thank you, Lord. That was for me, that last one. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We won't limit you. We won't limit you. We won't limit you. He who began a good work in me, he who began a good work in me, he is faithful to complete it. He is faithful to complete it. He who started a work is faithful to complete it in me. Thank you. We love you. Thank you for coming tonight. Thanks for drawing out. Amen.